This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But here's the deal. The COVID crisis isn't over. In the last month, more than 66,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's more than the number of American troops who were killed or are missing during the Vietnam War, which, again, in one month, every day, 2,300 deaths. That's equivalent to the number of lives lost in the attack at Pearl Harbor every single day. I know we all want to turn the page, and it's easy to normalize this, but at some point your brain becomes numb. So my question is, for people that are healthy and vaxxed and boosted, or maybe they already caught COVID-19 naturally, is it safe to go back to some semblance of normalcy, back to 2019? We thought, who better to ask than our resident vaccinologist, vaccine expert, Dr. Greg Poland at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Poland, welcome back. Thank you.
Hi, Paul and Jordana. Good to be with you.
So I saw that Israel is now having a fourth dose, a fourth shot for people over the age of 60 or at-risk populations. Is that something we should be thinking about, or can we wait until maybe the fall? And how would you answer my original question? Is it okay in the next few weeks to maybe push the envelope, eat indoors, shop indoors, with or without masks? What do you say to people who ask you, is it time to let our guard down and our masks down?
Let me answer it this way, Paul. If this were the very beginning of the pandemic, think about what we'd be doing. But it's because of our own emotional exhaustion and desire for this to be over that we're treating it like it's already over. Let me sure. Give this analogy. It's like we're running a four-lap race. We've just finished the third lap. We can see around to what we think may be the finish line, and we stop and declare victory. And yeah. That's my concern. Mm. You're exactly right. You know, we're having 153,000 new cases a day in the U.S. Now, that's down from just a month ago when we were up about 1 million cases a day. So this is quite a bit down, but this is still high case rates. 98%+ of U.S. states are still at what CDC considers a high case rate. So kind of the equivalent of throwing in the towel is taking your mask off, right, indoors and engaging in those higher risk activities. I think it's premature, and it's not consistent with what the data actually show. So it's getting better. It's getting better rapidly. But if we stop and declare victory too soon, we're going to do what we've done for the last 2 years, and that is continue to prolong this.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Poland, on Friday, the FDA authorized a new monoclonal antibody drug. There was one with that started with a V. This one starts with a B. I'm going to say it wrong, like bebtelovimab, something like that.
Wow, you did fantastic.
Was I close?
You did it exactly right.
Oh, that's a good guess. Thank
really?
You. It's for adults and kids 12 and up with moderate COVID
right.
symptoms. I mean, do these monoclonal antibodies, are they worth it? Do they work? Are they helping people? What do you think about that?
Yeah, no question they're worth it, Jordana. These are life-saving for people who have mild to moderate early COVID symptoms but have risk mm-hmm. factors for complicated disease. So absolutely, yes. And the important thing about this new monoclonal is that it is effective against Omicron, whereas the previous monoclonal antibodies were not.
Hmm.
Okay, good.
That is encouraging.
I got them. When I had COVID over like the Christmas holiday,
right,
I got the monoclonal antibodies, and the one with the V. And you know, look, my disease was not severe, but I have no idea if it would have been had I not gotten the monoclonal antibodies, and I got them, you know, because I'm a cancer patient. So
yeah.
I don't know. I hope they worked for me. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I would guess they did.
mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
The fact that you're here on the
yeah,
show
that's true.
With
that's
the
true.
Energy of 10 women. Yeah, I well, think they did work. So
that's true.
And you know, think of it, in the U.S., only 64% of the U.S. population is vaccinated with two doses. Only 28% is fully vaccinated and boosted. So now you say, well, we're going to take masks off. And, you know, that's happening in some states where they're removing the mandates. And events, the Super Bowl, and others where people are crowded together, what do we think we're doing? Isn't that exactly the kind of thing that may allow not only the spread of Omicron, but the development of yet ever newer variants? We've, as I'm fond of saying, you know, at the global level, we've watched this movie 5 times, and the ending is always the same, and it's never better.
Yeah, you'd think we'd learn our lesson. We all want normalcy, but we are not in charge. And that's what I think is hard, because people think, well, I have some control over this. We have no control over
no.
the virus. It's
no.
the hardest thing to model, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you study models all the time, is human behavior. It's relatively easy to model what a virus may do or a variant may do, but modeling what human beings will do, the decisions we make, and to that effect, I want to ask you about long COVID. Some things that really struck me: about 1.5 million Americans suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. And there are apparently some similarities between chronic fatigue syndrome and long haul COVID. Exhaustion, pain, brain fog, which can linger for months. I saw a Brookings Institution study. Long COVID likely keeping about 1.1 million people out of the U.S. workforce. Those
yeah,
suffering
I saw that.
From long COVID account for more than a third of the drop in workforce participation. So we keep talking about, you know, companies can't find employees. Well, yeah, because some of those employees, potential employees, are home suffering from long COVID. My question in all of this is, is there anything that tips you off if you're a candidate for contracting long COVID? Is the if you get a more severe case of the disease, of the virus, are you more likely to get long COVID than if you just have, like what Jordana had, just a relatively
yeah.
mild couple
yeah.
of unpleasant days?
I'm always impressed, Paul. You and Jordana talk like scientists, and you use exactly the right words and phrases, because you said it right. You're more likely. It doesn't mean you can't develop, and certainly we have patients who have developed long COVID with mild cases, but you are more likely to develop it the more severe the disease. Wow. The other thing is a recent study out of Israel showing that you can at least half the risk of long COVID if you're vaccinated. And so these are things that, you know, we're learning as we go along. We don't have good treatments for it yet. A very interesting study that came out showed that regardless of your age, regardless of severity of disease, regardless of whether you had risk factors, an increased risk of some 20 different cardiovascular diseases over the next year out from your episode of COVID. And this, again, is an argument for people to get vaccinated. They think, well, you know, I didn't have any problem, or I haven't known anybody that has a problem. Well, wait a year. They might.
I heard that Pfizer is pulling back and not pushing the vaccines for kids under age 5 as much. Can you give us an update on your thoughts on the Pfizer vaccine, the efficacy, and, you know, what's the status of them? Is it run out and get one, or is it wait and see?
Yeah, it's wait and see. I'll tell you what was happening is that Pfizer was considering and had gotten at least some interest from FDA to say it doesn't look like two doses is going to be enough, but maybe what we should do is give two doses, continue our third dose part of the study, and then all these kids are primed so that if something happens, all they need is one dose,
right,
rather than trying to go through several months of getting them three doses. And I think FDA and Pfizer wisely, I hope I won't be sorry about these words, but wisely decided, you know, in this age group of kids, it would be the better part of valor here is we need to know safety-wise how they do with three doses before we worry about two doses and possible efficacy with a third.
Okay.
Doc, I want to get in a couple of texter questions. Briefly, this somebody's saying that his girlfriend had a menstrual cycle for about 2 months after shots. Is there some kind of a contraindication there, or can it make your menstrual cycle a little bit longer?
You know, there are perturbations in the menstrual cycle. Those have been noted. They are temporary. They do not affect fertility. And it's sometimes really hard to separate out because a whole variety of things can perturb the menstrual cycle. The stress of a pandemic being one of them.
Yes,
I would say my clinical impression and the early data are that yes, there are very temporary and minor perturbations.
Thank you, Doc.
All right.
Dr. Gregory Poland, Mayo Clinic, we always learn so much. Thank you for answering all of our questions and being so kind
to
us.
You guys ask great questions.
Be safe.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.